dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report, this 21st day of December 2016. John in Michigan, continue, sir.
Yes, just listening to your bumper music there, now that's someone that should be playing at the inauguration. And, you know, because Hollywood is totally... has everyone corralled that is in the music industry to not be part of it. And I think Steve Voss, is that his name?
Yeah.
He's the mayor of a town out in California, but I think that would be a great person to have let the music tell the story.
Yeah, maybe at the Super Bowl rather than Lady Gaga.
Yeah, well, we're talking about cabals then, satanic, and I'm just hoping that with the influx of the people coming into this country that we can. I'm thinking that with Trump with all of his military people in his cabinet are probably really focusing on that. I'm hoping they're focusing on that and prepared for it, and that Eric Prince is out there covering his back too. That would be something that's scary, to, because these people will do anything to keep control, and that's a big thing to consider.
And the control has always been, and it continues to be, only now they're just using to manipulate us, but get rid of the damn banksters. Who the hell needs these middlemen? Why are they still there?
I know. I agree. Well, it's going to be something that has to be one step at a time, and he's pulling in some of the people from the banks, and it's got. I know it has to be exposed, but it's going to be a scary moment. And they could do anything. They could have a bacterial calamity, something very. Toxic come into the play too.
Saying a false flag, right?
Right. I agree. Yes. Yes. And I'm just. I feel very comfortable. At least we have. This is our one last chance. I'm thinking, and I pray that it. We've been working. We've been tolerant of the Bushes. No one's talking about the Bushes and Bushy Jr. and 205, but. Passed the North American Free Trade, and that's why we have no borders. That's one reason.
Well, yeah, but if you notice something else, you haven't heard a whole hell of a lot out of the Bushes.
No, I'm sure that they... when Houston, during the primary presentations, when he was shown, when Trump was announced, Bush took his finger across his throat.
Yep.
They don't give... They've been doing the satanic, program for some time, and we're dealing with satanic people, nuts and ruthless, and it's just it is scary to know that they're out there in the
they're still to operate freely. And don't think for a moment, if this Clinton Foundation and Hillary and Billary and Hickory Dickory Doc, the Bushes and the Bush babies and everybody else gets implemented in this, it drags down their whole cabal. You know,
that and the judges and other people too, as with this pedophile exposure that they've sort of suppressed. I'm feeling that that's going to be exposed just to protect themselves. It's not something that's going to. You don't play your cards until you have the right hand. And I know it's scary. Now, those people have been around for years. His father, his grandfather, you know, Prescott Bush was a Nazi. These people are ruthless, it's not something that is going to go away that easy.
Well, and it's easy enough. The aftermath, you know, they were mentioning constitutional crisis, and I knew the meaning of that right off, and that had to do more with the Clinton Foundation and exposing all the criminals and the creeps that are in on the payout and the takedowns and everything else. But you know what? I would welcome that kind of constitutional crisis. My God, we're going through our second go-around here with, the banking crisis. Yeah, that's because the middlemen and a stupid government, open checkbook, yeah, let's just keep borrowing. Oh, what, $152 trillion? We can go a little bit further. Yeah, at whose request and who asked you to do that? And what law did this derive from? And where did you get the money? From the middlemen? The people that don't do anything except make this stuff up out of thin air and then loan it out at interest to choke you. I mean, this is the problem I was reading in the first hour about the student loans. That, you know, when you make a payment to that student loan, it doesn't cover the entire interest, and it sure as hell doesn't touch the principal. Now, I'm no closet fascist here, but hold on a second. If the government would have made guarantees of loans to students and not charge them interest, don't you think that would have been a little bit easier to pay back?
Well, I've heard that the student loans are the Federal Reserve's money, and that's where the money interest is played into play.
Yeah.
Not granted to the government. It's supposedly all Federal Reserve funds or you know, fiat money. It's all fraud, and I'm hoping he gets to expose some of the fraud. Dealing with the legal system is one of the biggest ones to try to, and that one is going to be a hard one to bust.
Well, and John, you know, you've been told since childhood, you know, what's the American dream? Well, to get a job and buy a house, have a family. And, you know, those are laudable. I mean, you need some place to park your wife and your babies, don't you? And it'd be nice if it was not under a leaky roof. And I don't know exactly the mechanism that could be used, but, you know, there's people out there with very deep pockets, very, very deep pockets. And some of them have gotten their gains, ill-gotten as it may be in certain instances. Yeah, okay. But what if you were able to do a loan for a house and there was an investor that said, okay, you want to buy a house? I'll invest myself in you. I'll give you the money. There'll be a fee associated, but not this compound interest crap that you end up paying three times the amount of what the actual value of the house is. And you know what? And guess what? Your payments aren't going to be $1,000 or $12,000 or $15,000 or $2,000 a month. And the payments will be reasonable. And you know what? You can discharge your responsibility to us. We, the investors, you know, you got 10, 12, 13 years to pay that loan back. How?
Well, that sounds frightful. Doesn't North Dakota have a system that...
I don't know. I do not
they
know.
They have their own bank.
John, I just love when you ask me questions that I don't know the answers to.
Well, I've heard someone discuss this before in radio programs, but they base the value of their natural resources on the money that they can loan out.
Well, I mean, that's a loan with surety now, isn't it?
That makes a good sense to me.
Well, and you know what? The same process, if you didn't pay back the investors, they just go to court and say, hey, look, here's our contract. The borrower didn't make good on their contractual obligations, and we get the property back. Simple as that. And John, just think about this. Just think about the impact that would have on this economy if, you know, 30-40% of your income isn't just going to put a roof over your head, whether it's rented or you're buying it. That would free up the rest of your life to get involved in other things and provide more for your family and have money that you could sock away to send your kids to college without taking out a loan that's laden with compound interest. Come on, man. There is so many things, but they're all hooked into this banker matrix.
Well, I remember how upset you were in 2009 with the first bailout that could have paid everyone's mortgages in this country off.
Yeah.
And where it went to, and then you went and exposed, did that whole week of programming in the end of January in 2009, which was fabulous, exposing the whole banking fraud and system. And just the fact that they bailed out these banks, and then nothing was done with for the people except to have to pay back what they were using for bailout.
Yeah, and they just went hither and yon and loaning money to foreign banks and foreign corporations, and you know. And oh, by the way, we didn't spell this out clearly, but you, the stupid taxpayers in America, you're on the hook for it. Wait a minute.
Right, that's what a corrupt corporation will do for you.
Well, and think about this. I mean, it is that damn simple. The people that created the problem, and it wasn't enough for them to keep bilking billions and billions of dollars out of the American people through their interest game. That wasn't good enough. No, we're going to have to just really full tilt boogie to try to bring you down in 2008. And here we go with the second. This is the greater depression than the first Great Depression. Because back then, we didn't have any debt, none to speak of, or none that couldn't have been retired in 1 year's time. John, you know me. You've been around me.
Ted Turner said we're useless eaters, and that's what they feel most of us are and have no value. And
well, that's okay. I know where Ted keeps his buffalo. You ever had a buffalo burger?
Yep, we have the biggest buffalo family farm here. East of the Mississippi, up in Traverse City.
Really?
Farm. Yep, the Olson Farm.
Can you do me a favor? Can you stampede them one night to run over the globalists that you have living up there? That's a lot of people, John, a lot of people don't even know this about Traverse City. You know, that's just some wayward northward city on the top of the globe up there in Michigan. That's where a lot of these globalists hang out at.
That's a fact. Yeah, they love the area, and they come here in the summer and go back to their, their places where it's warm in the winter time. L.A., a lot of them, and Michael Moore has his place just down the road. He probably doesn't own it anymore. His wife probably got the home, and he got the shaft. But that's good. But there are a lot of people. Yeah, I have found this place. Mario Batali has a place. He spends all up here in Northport, north of Traverse. Spends his Christmas here and his Thanksgiving and all most of summer. It's pretty much a haven for many of these people that think along the lines of the.
Man, you guys got to clean your state up. I mean,
I heard a gentleman today talking about the oil spill in Kalamazoo, and he worked for the oil company, and it began to expose them, and he really. It gave me a lot of information that I didn't know about, it's at his website. Let me see if I have it here. It's helpp.org, and this guy was really sharp. Really it tells what they do when they're doing these cleanups, and that these pipes that they're putting through, when they weld them, they have little tiny pinholes in them that allow leakage of oil. As long as the pressure doesn't go down more than half of horsepower, they don't do anything about it. So there's oil leaking through these pipelines
right. All
the time. He'd be a great guest on your show.
Well, send me the information. You got my email.
Yep. Just at his website. It's helppa.org. He's former military, his whole family has been toxic from the oil spill in Kalamazoo.
All right, John, do me a favor.
Yep. Yep.
Send me the information, will you?
You'll love having him on. I think you'll have really open eyes to what they're doing out in the Midwest there, South Dakota. He knows what he's talking about. He's been threatened.
All right, well, I don't know what you're talking about, neither do the listeners, so send me the information.
Okay.
I'll review it. and we'll see if we can interview the guy, okay?
Oh, thanks, John, and you have a wonderful holiday fiesta, festiva, or whatever Kwanzaa you want to do.
Yeah, I'm going to spend this weekend mostly sleeping, and that's it, yeah.
Right, well, a lot of my family, they don't follow the tradition of this holiday. So
well, I'm not following it for different reasons, but thanks, John, I appreciate your call. Thank you. All right, man. Cash is no longer king. Well, hell, I knew that 3-4 months ago talking to Chase when they told me that, well, you know, nobody's getting bonuses anymore. And I said, bonuses for what? I said, I've seen what the banks did, get bailed out, and taxpayers. You know, isn't it nice to know that I'm standing here and I'm being made to fund your bank? Well, I don't understand what you mean. Yeah, well, I explained it to them. I was talking to these people and said, yeah, they're no longer paying bonuses for you know, employees to bring in new accounts. And I said, really? So no bonuses at all? Oh, no. If you get them to do their banking through the ATM, they'll still pay you a bonus. And I said, well, why are they doing that? Well, all I got was a shrug of the shoulders. Well, I knew exactly why they were doing it. We want to go cashless. You don't have any stupid banks, folks. I mean, come on. Isn't this a waste of time and effort? You know, the bricks and the mortar, and you got to pay the lights and the heating and the air conditioning, and, you know, you got to pay rent, or you got to pay for the building, and then you got to pay for all these people standing there to help people come in and deposit their checks or cash a check or whatever. You know, these people don't even get it. I looked at them. I said, you know, you're going to be lucky if you have a job in the future. Oh, but I'm working right now, and I'm not going to bite the hand that feeds me. Nah, they'll just get a kick in the ass from the boot that they're going to deliver to you later. Oh. So as physical currency around the world is increasingly phased out, the era where cash is king seems to be coming to an end. And you see what they're calling cash now, right? Yeah. Countries like India and South Korea have chosen to limit access to physical money by law, and others are beginning to test digital blockchains for their central banks. Now, the war on cash isn't going to be waged overnight, and showdowns will continue in any country where citizens turn to alternatives like precious metals or decentralized cryptocurrencies. Although this transition may feel like a natural progression into the digital age, the real motivation to go cashless is downright sinister. The unprecedented collusion between governments and the central banks that occurred in 2008 led to the bailouts, 0% interest rates, and quantitative easing on the scale never seen before in history. Now, these decisions, which were made under duress and in closed-door meetings, set the stage for this inevitable demise of paper money. Sacrificing the stability of national currencies has been used as a way to prop up failing private institutions around the globe by kicking this can, which is now a 55-gallon drum. When they say kicking the can, you imagine the game you used to play with a kid with a tin can kicking it down the street? No. Just envision us that you're kicking a 55-gallon drum down the street filled with oil. By kicking this can down the road yet another time, bureaucrats and bankers sealed the fate of financial system as we know it. And why is that? Simple, folks. Because the system itself cannot repay the debt to itself. Can't be done. No way can it be done. That's why they're going to go cashless. You people, that nasty, dirty cash in your pocket, and look at all this equipment we need to handle the cash, and God, we got to have banks with tellers and got to pay all these bills. No, we found a better way. Well, I'll tell you more about the better way when we get back. We've been warning about this for a number of years. Well, guess what? Merry Christmas.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
About Top Gun, you said before we came out of break. You know, it was. Hold on, I'll get back into this banking story or the ripoff story here in a second. But during the break, you know, I was talking to Mike and I said, have you ever seen Netflix? He goes, yeah. I said, have you seen the percentage of movies on there that aren't even worth watching? And I said, what do you need to do something like Netflix? He said, a whole lot of servers. I said, okay, what else do you need? Well, you need licensing agreements. Okay, well, what else do you need? Well, you need money. Okay. Yeah, okay, I got that. You know, but what if somebody started up a company like Netflix that wasn't this corporate thing? And, you know, the job of a corporation is to maximize their profits and stick the profits as they can glean in their own pockets. I get that. I understand it's a business. But what about providing a service that was worth paying for? You know, my wife used to ask me, you know, I'd watch a good movie more than once. Why are you watching that? You've seen it. Because I'd much rather watch a good movie more than once than a bad one once. You know, I've been known to go to theaters and pay money for a ticket, and I'll walk back out of there after 5 or 10 minutes and go, hey, you know what? Give me my money back. Oh, no, we can only write you a rain check. Fine, give me a rain check. I'm the hell out of here. But what if people started something like that? That, yeah, they made a nice profit, but they offered the people the best product that they could give them. You know, and extrapolate out from that. Since we're having the internet police now, and just code word that to CIA, or a George Soros, or whomever, that are going to be fact-checking our fake news. So why do we want to keep dealing with YouTube? Yeah, I know it's big. It's been around for a while. It's got recognition. You say YouTube, everybody knows what YouTube is. But what about a competing company that comes out? That you can migrate your stuff over there. Call it MyTube, or WeTube, or UpYourTube. Call it whatever you want. But why does it keep falling back into that same corporate matrix where we keep the most stuff and we just give you enough just to keep you hanging around? Have you seen some of the crap that's on Netflix? Mike, have you gone through there and looked at some of their stuff? I'll tell you what. Play a little game. Do you have Netflix? Then how the hell do you know what's on it? Friend. All right, well, next time you're at your friend's house, go up there and look at holiday specials. And I dare you to find one that's even worth watching. You know what the majority of them are? It's that little cartoon with the animated choo-choo train. Whatever the hell, it's Thomas or whatever the hell was named? Yeah, that's the bulk of their Christmas specials. I get to watch a choo-choo train telling a Christmas story. I mean, you can't even find It's a Wonderful Life there, for God's sakes. Or, what was that Chevy Chase movie, Christmas Vacation? Holy crap, where's the Tylenol? You can't even watch that. Damn. Things could be so much better. For not anymore. I'm not asking for less, to pay less. But for God's sakes, quit protecting your profits to the point where your product is crap. Ask Detroit what happened to them. Ask the people in the auto industry. No, we're just going to keep making our junk and rebranding and repackaging, bend a few fenders here and there, give them a different paint scheme, different color coordination, a few different options, and keep spitting out the crap. Until years later, they realized Japan is eating our lunch. When in actuality, all they had to do was pull in a Honda Accord, rip it apart, and say, okay, engineers, designers, duplicate it. Make it as good, at least as good as what they do. We're not asking for miracles here. Just some reverse engineering. Folks, I've been associated with the auto companies for more years than I care to admit. And I see the abject waste and the corporate greed and the junk that's been foisted on the American people. Hard-earned dollars that they don't have because they're paying too much interest on other things. I thought this was going to be a restful day. You started it. You can't see this, but Mikey's in there denying that he did. We'll break. We'll be back in 800-313-9443. Are you awake out there?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey, hop along. Oh, the mic is open. Oh, Lord. As I started out with this, as physical currency around the world is increasingly phased out, the era where cash is king seems to be coming to an end. Countries like India, South Korea have chosen to limit access to physical money by law, and others are beginning to test the digital blockchains for their central banks. Now, the war on cash isn't going to be waged overnight, as I said before, and showdowns will continue in any country where citizens turn to alternatives like precious metals, decentralized cryptocurrencies, at all. Now, the unprecedented collusion between governments and central banks that occurred in 2008 led to bailouts, 0% interest rates, quantitative easing. Read that as, yeah, we're going to give these people money and we're going to make you pay for it. Yes, you, the private citizen. On a scale never before seen in human history. Now, those decisions, which were made under duress and in closed-door meetings, set the stage for this inevitable demise of paper money. Sacrificing the stability of national currencies has been used as a way to prop up failing private institutions around the globe, as I mentioned before about kicking that 55-gallon drum down the street. A currency war that has been declared, ensuring that the U.S. dollar, the euro, the yen, and many other state currencies are linked in a suicide pact. Printing money and endlessly expanding debt are policies that will erode the underlying value of every dollar in people's wallets, as well as digital funds in their bank accounts. This new war operates in the shadows of the public ignorance, slowly undermining social and economic stability through inflation and other consequences of central control. As the Federal Reserve leads the rest of the world's central banks down the rabbit hole, the vortex is creating will affect everyone in the globalized economy. Peter Schiff, president of Euro-Pacific Capital, has written several books on the state of the financial system, and his focus is on long-term consequences of years of government and central bank manipulation of fiat currencies. And in part, he wrote, "Never in the course of history has a country's economy failed because its currency was too strong. The view that a weak currency is desirable is so absurd that it can only have been devised to serve the political agenda of those engineering the dissent. And while I don't blame policymakers from spinning self-serving fairy tales," and that is their nature, by the way, "I find it extremely difficult, extreme fault, with those hypnotized members of the media and the financial establishment who have checked their reason at the door. A currency war is different from any other kind of conventional war in that the object is to kill oneself. The nation that succeeds in inflicting the most damage on its own citizens wins the war." If you want a glimpse of how this story ends, all you have to do is look at Venezuela, where the government has destroyed the value of the, I think this is called the Bolivar, and with U.S. intervention has further exacerbated the problem. Desperation has overcome the country, you know, to the point even leading women to go as far as selling their own hair just to get by. While crime and murder rates have spiked in all-time highs, the most dangerous threat to Venezuelans has been extensive government planning. The money they work for and save is now so valueless, it's weighted instead of counted. Sound familiar? The stack of bills have to be carried around in backpacks, and the scene is reminiscent of the hyperinflation of Weimar Germany experienced in the 1920s. Few Western nations have ever experienced a currency crisis before, meaning many are blind to the inevitability and the consequences that come from the unending stimulus we've seen since 2008. And why not? Why not? You know, every year, let's remember the Holocaust. Remember Adolf Hitler. Well, what other country, folks, can you name me that the banks tried to debauch the currency, the leader of the country said, "You know what? We don't need you. We don't need you." Don't you think that they'd be the subject of ridicule for many years to come? Just like they have been doing? You know, they never tell you why they hated Nazi Germany so much. Nazi Germany didn't want to take over the world. They wanted to kill communists, and they wanted to get back the land that they lost in World War I. That's all that they wanted. They didn't want to dominate the world. No matter how much crap that you've been indoctrinated with for all of these years. In order to keep this kind of chaos from spreading like a contagion to the rest of the world, representatives are willing to do anything necessary. But this comes at a cost. Instead of having to worry about carrying around wheelbarrows full of money, the fear in a cashless society will likely stem from bank customers and their restricted access to their funds. With no physical way for consumers to take possession of their wealth, the banking interest will decide how much is available. And here's something else to consider. Anything that you do, any monies that you make, you don't think that they're going to digitally transfer that information over to the government? You damn right they will. And there's not a thing you're going to be able to do about it. The level of trust most people still have in the current system is absolutely nothing short of astonishing. Even after decades of incompetence, manipulation, irresponsibility, the public still grasps to the government and established order like a child learning how to swim. The responsibility that comes with independence has intimidated the entire population into leaving the decisions up to the so-called experts. It just so happens that these trusted policymakers have an agenda to strip you and future generations of prosperity. Period. Some of the few hopes in this war against centralization are peer-to-peer technologies like Bitcoin and Etherism. Whatever the hell that is, I've never even heard of that. There is another one out there that you might have heard the commercials on this network called OneCoin, which next year is going to start rolling out the businesses that do business through OneCoin. But I guess you haven't checked into that. At least I've asked Pat Shannon about it, and he goes, nope. These innovative platforms have the potential to open up markets that circumvent state-controlled Ponzi schemes. The future development of crypto assets has massive potential, but being co-opted is a real danger. The greatest threat to individual freedom is financial dependence. And as long as your wealth is under someone else's control, it can never be completely secure. Unfortunately, private blockchains are becoming increasingly popular, creating Trojan horses for those just learning about the technology. Without the decentralized aspect of the financial network, it's just a giant tracking database that can be easily compromised like any other. The World Economic Forum released a report on the future of financial infrastructure. Giancarlo Bruno, head of the financial services industry at WEF, stated, and that being the World Economic Forum, rather than to stay at the margins of the finance industry, blockchain will become the beating heart of it. Now, this is the World Economic Forum talking here, folks. So you don't think they got Plan A and then Plan B rolling out? You damn better believe. He says that it will help build innovative solutions across the industry, becoming ever more integrated into the structure of financial services as mainframes, messaging services, and electronic trading did before it. Yeah, you better believe they got their eyeball on it. The list of countries who are exploring integrating blockchain technologies into their central banking system is extensive. Just to name a few, Singapore, Ukraine, France, Finland, and many others are in the process of researching and testing out options. Now, for those who appreciate more tangible wealth, diversifying into hard assets like gold and silver is a great first step. It's not about becoming a millionaire or getting rich quickly, but rather using precious metals as vehicles for investment in the long term. I call it insurance. Regardless of what events unfold over the decades to come, the wealth preserved in physical form is more secure than any other asset, and especially, ladies and gentlemen, when you hold it in your own hand. Somebody's got to knock you out or kill you to get that. Or you got to give them the map of where you buried it. Either or. 40 years ago, it was possible to save your money in the bank and accumulate interest over time. But that doesn't even exist anymore. Those who fail to adapt to this new financial twilight zone will likely find themselves living as slaves to debt for years. Unless we had a president that looked at the banker square in the eye and said, you know what, screw you. Which I hope Donald Trump is going to do. And then move quickly into the deepest underground facility he can find. Because they'll try to drop a nuclear weapon on this boy for that. We've seen how the banks have reacted before when people step out of that box and they offer just a little way for you maybe to circumvent the usury. Control and confidence are two of the most important things in the system we live in. Once these digital spider webs have been put into place, the ability for the individual to maintain privacy or anonymity will all but disappear. Only through understanding the subversive actions being taken can people protect themselves from having to put their future in somebody else's hands. You placed your trust, folks, in a lot of things over the years, haven't you? How's that worked out for us? Really? Oh, they'd never do that. I'm sorry, well, they got the cocked gun pointed at your head. You're still saying you can't do that? They're doing it, and there's nothing to stop them. They're still riding around in a vehicle that was created over 100 years ago, laughing all the way to their bank. Well, you're laughing your way all, well, crying all the way to the poorhouse. Still married, still have a family, still able to feed your kids, pay your mortgage. Oh, I'm sorry, did you lose that car that you bought a couple of years ago and you couldn't make the payments and now you're driving around a junker? Oh, it broke down on your way to work to your underpaid job or the two jobs you got to hold because you lost your damn job that was good paying before? I'm sorry. I get a little upset when I get on this subject. The middlemen. String them all up. I wasn't going to do this. I was going to have a happy day today. I'll get to it in a second. Let's just let me finish it. Faith in the system. Only through understanding the subversive actions being taken can people protect themselves. The cash that allows free transactions without tax burdens or state scrutiny won't be around very much longer. There will be many rationalizations for a cashless society in the years to come. Years, hell, months. But without fixing this broken financial system first, this will only ensure that despotism and their gains an even sturdier foothold. God. Oh, you know, I'm looking forward to the day where the balance of the scales is not tipped in their favor. And we're spending less time talking and discussing the problems and warning people of the pitfalls and the pratfalls that are lurking around the next dark corner. I would love to be talking about more constructive things that have been done. But folks, those good time bedtime stories are harder and harder to come across. Part of Donald Trump's deal should have been, yeah, make America great again, first get rid of the bankers, then get rid of Hillary Clinton, then build the wall, then talk to the corporations, let's get some jobs back. But right at the heart of this whole thing should be, screw you bankers. When I'm president, I'm calling up the Treasury, ordering them to print up money to be put into circulation at zero interest for right now. All's we need is a measuring stick of exchange for good and services. Thank you very much. Joel in Wisconsin. Hello, Joel.
Howdy. Do you have any pawn shops around where you are?
No, only on every other corner.
Well, you were talking about you can't find any good movies. Around here, the pawn shops have like thousands of DVDs, and around this time of year, they sell them for like a buck a piece.
That wasn't the point, Joel, of me not finding a good movie. I was talking in context of what greedy companies do and offer you such a crappy selection.
Oh, well, that's... Well, okay.
Okay.
That makes sense. You know, it's part of the dumbing down and...
You know, if I ever get to be that petty and I'm whining that I can't find a good movie, it's time for me. It's time for me to move out from behind a microphone.
Well, I just thought I'd be giving you a tip there because if, you know...
Joel, I never would have thought of that.
Well, jeez. At least you admit it.
Well, look, I don't want to rain on your parade too hard, but geez, how dumb do you think I am?
All right. You don't want to know.
Okay. Oh. But you still listen. But you still listen, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, good. Thanks for the call.
Now...
What?
A little... One more. I want to go down memory. Okay. Memory lane a little bit.
Okay.
Because then that made me think of
that. Okay, you're done screwing with me. Now you're going to get to the serious stuff. Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because a lot of people out there don't know what you and I are just going to talk about this. Do you remember when VHSs came out?
Absolutely.
Sure they do. Yeah. And do you remember they had movie rental places at that time? And
yeah.
And around here, you had to be a club member. You had to, you know, join. And, and then you didn't have to have a deposit.
Yeah.
Well, the first time I went to this one, I was not a member because I didn't believe in that crap. So I wanted to rent a couple movies. And people ain't going to believe this, but the deposit on one VHS was $55 plus the rental of it. And I wanted to rent two movies. And I was bitching so bad, I put over, you know, I had to give $100 across the table, and she gave it back and said, forget it, because I was bitching so damn bad, because I was bitching at her saying that the deposit, this outrageous deposit, is just because you want me to be a club member. That's what it's all about. And she was saying, no, it ain't, you know.
Well, of course it was, but it was also to protect themselves, because a lot of people that borrow stuff have a tendency to never bring it back.
Right. Yeah. Well, I just wanted people to hear that, you know, there's young people out there that have no idea that at one time VHS movies, there was a $55 deposit for one movie plus the $5 rental of it.
All right. Well, Joel, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
So long.
All right. No, I wasn't smart enough to think about going to a pawn shop. Wally in North, what the hell is NB? New Brunswick.
Wow. Canada.
Oh, Canada. Oh, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great, John. Listen, I think I just sent you part two of your rant. I sent you the link. The subject is Store Your Gold in the Royal Canadian Mint. I sent you a link to a Financial Post story that popped up this morning.
Did it come across as cause?
I beg your pardon?
I said, how did you send it? Via email?
Email. Email, yeah.
Okay.
John Stattmiller at Yahoo.
No, it's John Stattmiller at Hotmail. I don't know who the hell got that email.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me double check there. I might have been... I'm just going to pop this up here.
You guys are almost breaking my happy Christmas spirit here.
John, I did send it to Hotmail, John.
Okay, well, and I'm not going to give any thing away here, but how do I recognize your email? There's only 118,498 of them sitting in my account right now.
Oh, okay, go back about 10 minutes and Store Your Gold and the Royal Canadian Mint is the subject.
Okay, I got it. Okay, I got you. All right, I see it.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, and part two is a company called Gold Money, Gold Money Inc., a gold payment and savings platform that aims to allow people to use gold as currency, has added the Royal Canadian Mint to its storage network.
All right, I'll take a look at it.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it says down here that increments as small as 35 cents. John, I could buy bubble gum with gold as long as I have the right card.
Well, you can buy anything you wanted with gold. You can even buy silver with gold. You can even buy gold with gold, you know.
But I don't even have to take delivery. It's all in the Royal Canadian Mint.
Uh-huh. All righty. Well, my friend Wally, thank you for that information, and I will certainly look at it this evening so it doesn't get lost in the 118,000
okay,
emails.
Yeah.
All right.
What really took me to it is you're talking about, blockchain, and that's mentioned in the story.
Okay. I will look at it.
Okay, sir.
Thank you, Wally. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, John.
All right,
we'll talk to you later. Have a good Christmas.
Okay, and you too, sir.
Even if, mine's going to be just like yours. It's going to be nice and quiet.
Yeah. I'm going to play with my kitties and watch old movies. Thanks, Wally. I appreciate your call. By the way, I've had a... can you do me a favor and get me Farron Shove's numbers? I need to call him. I've got a stalker out there that claims he's going to be on Farron's show this week, and I want to give him a heads up. Richard M999, which is, if six were nine, what are you, a little devil worshiper? I got this guy that keeps emailing me, telling me what a crap network I have. Now, obviously, it's his assignment to listen to this network, and he thinks by giving me constant criticism that somehow this is going to psychologically break me down. You know, I'm even past the point of getting pissed off Richard M999. And I'm sorry, if I were to reply to that, what would the email be? RichardM999@yahoo.com? Oh. Oops. Did I actually give out somebody's email on the air? Now, it very well could be, folks, before you go emailing this asshat, it very well could be that he's a collector. Okay, so think twice about before sending him an email, unless you want to do it from another email account. Oh, God, and what was this? I would like some suppositories, and I know that the fat whale can help me because he's on RBN. That includes Rivero, too. By the way, I'll be on Farron Schoaf's show this week. No, he won't. Thanks for the heads up, asshat. Tim in Wyoming. Hello, Tim.
Wyoming, yes. You already had Wisconsin for tonight. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, my daughter and I were talking about real money earlier tonight, and I was showing her some silver coins that I have that are, well, some American currency and also some Canadian currency, and all, you know, 90% silver in most of them. And I thought, this is what, you know, I said, look at the difference. Here's how you can tell. Look at the edge of the coin, and it's a solid color all the way through. Not solid copper, obviously, solid silver.
Mm-hmm.
But I told her, this is, you know, she looked at I have a 1948 dime, and it's actually, it looks brand new. It's really weird that it hasn't oxidized like all the other coins did. I can't figure out why, but I was just showing them to her, and I said, this is, you can tell the difference. You can tell, this is what money used to be. This is, you know, the multicolored paper and worthless metal slugs that we carry around are just that. They're not the real deal. And we need to get back to that instead of, inflatable, imaginary money. She's not learning this at school, obviously, but, hopefully it's, sinking in. At least a little bit, when I'm saying it to her. Of course, it's Dad talking, so it doesn't really matter much what I say, because kids at school are going to deny or negate, and the school and the teachers will probably have some some sort of formula to change everything I've said into BS. But you never know.
Well, you can either have the Midas touch or the fecal touch. It's people's choices. Tim, I appreciate your call from far up north there. By the way, I see weather-wise, you guys got a little break here. I guess it's the global warming, right?
Well, it's like surfing weather now. Now the gutters are running and the sun is shining and people are. You know, it's 21 degrees outside right now, so it's not exactly summer. And I don't mean 21 Celsius, 21 Fahrenheit.
Yeah, I got you. All right, hey, Tim, thanks for your call, man. I got to run.
Okay, so long.
All right, so long. And to my friend Christine over there, you still listening? Yeah, up yours, tube. Yeah, friend of mine, folks, private joke. Any rate, thank you all for being here. Back with you tomorrow, another edition of the National Intel Report.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.